Previously on 24.
Roger, it's good to see you.
I'd like to talk to you about this meeting. I don't trust the ambassador, and we can't ignore the possibility that his country is supporting second wave.
We want to prevent this incident.
We need access to your files.
I want you to monitor how they use our intel.
It's the ambassador's chopper. Crashed just after takeoff.
There's a man here who needs to talk to you.
Who is he?
He's from the government, a counterterrorism agency.
Told you before, I do not know a Saeed Ali.
Now, how do you explain the fact that his name is in your personal computer files?
There's a nuclear bomb in Los Angeles. Do what I tell you. Go now.
McGill, get over here, please.
He said there was a nuclear bomb in the city.
Well, let's get out of here.
No, we can't. Not without Megan.
George, I got to Wald. I found out who commissioned him to take out CTU.
Who was it?
It was Nina Myers.
Nina?
Nina killed your wife. I don't want you anywhere near her.
You're going to have to grant her a shadow asylum.
That sounds like a pardon, sir.
She has information that could help us find this bomb.
What is it?
They're going to let her go.
George, I know you were exposed to high levels of radioactive materials this morning.
I want to know what your plans are for Nina.
I want the case. I know how she thinks.
If you don't do this, I'll phone district, tell them about your condition. They'll have you replaced within minutes.
The following takes place between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m.
Palmer just signed the pardon, so as soon as it gets here, we'll start the interrogation.
Nina's file.
I don't need it.
We cannot disclose any more information about the crash until the families of the victims have been notified. But I can promise you, there will be a careful and thorough investigation.
Everyone, please. We will be putting out a formal statement as soon as we get those issues resolved. And I ask everyone to refrain from speculation until that time.
No one outside of Ginny releases a statement on the crash. No names, no speculation. We keep the lid on tight.
Absolutely, sir.
Hello, David.
How did you get in here without my authorization?
We were married for many years. Many people respect that, even if you don't. I need to talk to you.
We have nothing more to talk about. You're not my wife anymore, Sherry.
It's not about us.
Then what?
Not here. I need to be alone with you.
You know what? Even if I were interested in what you had to say, today is impossible. You shouldn't have come here.
It's about your administration.
What about it?
Just give me 5 minutes.
I don't have time now.
Did you order an evacuation of military personnel out of Los Angeles?
Who told you that?
5 minutes, David.
Wait here. I'll call you. Do we know anything about the military moving personnel out of Los Angeles?
No, sir. You specifically requested there be no evacuation.
Check into it.
I certainly will.
You're doing business with a known terrorist, and you're going to sit there with a straight face and tell me you don't know what's going on?
I grew up in London, marrying an American girl, a Protestant. So, if you're going to racially profile me, you should at least get it right.
You ever hear of the Finsbury Park Mosque? It's considered to be one of the main recruitment centers for Islamic terrorists in the West. Our main targets are European Muslims with Western educations, passports, and the potential to blend into Western society. And do you know where that mosque is located? Your hometown, London. So tell me, Reza, how's my racial profiling going now?
I want a lawyer.
No.
Did they find the black box yet?
Not yet, Mr. President.
Damn it, Roger. How could something like this happen?
I don't know, sir. I've opened a multi-agency investigation. NTSB is on the way.
Lynn, schedule a call with the Prime Minister as soon as possible.
Yes, sir.
I want to talk to him before the rumors start. But I'm afraid they may not be far from the truth. This was not an accident.
I'm thinking along the same lines, Mr. President. Prime Minister may not have been happy about the ambassador's cooperation with us.
It's another possibility, Roger.
I'm not following you, sir.
That we did it.
Correct.
Well, that hardly seems likely, sir.
The ambassador was taking classified information back to his government. Both of you thought it was a questionable call.
And if we're talking about it here, sir, you can bet that there are others back in D.C. who feel even more strongly.
Set up an independent investigator. Let's find out exactly who was in the loop.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's it. Here we go.
I'll show her this. I'll let her start talking. Then I'll get you everything you want, even the stuff she doesn't want us to know.
Jack, I don't have to remind you, the last time I let you interrogate somebody, you shot him through the heart. I'm letting you do this, but I hope I'm not making a mistake.
No mistake, George.
All right. Good luck.
Keep this simple. If you want to stop the bomb, I need to be on a plane to Visalia now.
Did you pick Visalia for a reason? Or would anywhere outside the blast zone work?
My contact is in Visalia.
Who is it?
The only person who can tell us where the bomb is. I'm not going to tell you who it is till we get there.
Fine. Then you can sit here and wait for the blast to hit.
Stop wasting time. I'm sitting here looking at the president's signature.
I'm here. He's not. And I'm not going to make a move until I believe you're credible.
I'll only get the pardon if I stop the bomb. Why wouldn't I do everything I can?
Because you're worse than a traitor, Nina. You don't even have a cause. You don't believe in anything. But you would sell anyone and everything out to the highest bidder. So stop wasting my time! Give me a name!
Don't even bother, Jack. If you lay a hand on me, you'll be taken off the case.
Get out of here.
Why?
Why? Because you've lost it. That's why.
George. Right now she thinks she's won the lottery. She's in control. You want her to tell the truth? You take that away from her.
By killing her? Yeah, that'll work.
No. By giving her someone to answer to, someone to be afraid of, she has to believe that I'd be willing to put my revenge in front of finding this bomb.
And you're telling me you're not?
George, it had to look like that. Look at me. There's no emotion here. Look at her.
Let's say for the time being that you made your point. What would your next move be?
You let me go back in there. Show her that I have the power to do anything I want to her.
If I let you go back in there, Jack, you got him.
All I need is 5 minutes. Just don't let anyone in that room. And raise the thermostat 10 degrees. You let me have 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Latest update, we have Mr. President requesting a holiday at this time.
We need to talk.
I told you to leave.
Well, not leaving. I'm your sister. And you can stay angry with me, but we need to figure out what we're going to do.
Do about what?
The wedding. We may have to cancel.
That would make you happy, wouldn't it? Isn't that what you wanted all along?
No. Not the marriage, Marie. Just the wedding. We can't do it today. Let me help you take care of it.
You are always pretending you want to help me.
Pretending? Dropped out of school when Mom died to take care of you. To keep this family together.
Yeah, and so you'd have an excuse for not having a relationship. You could always say, Dad needs me, Marie needs me, and now I don't need you anymore. You can't handle it.
I made sacrifices.
Well, then stop! Mom died a long time ago, so get your own life and stay out of mine! We are not canceling this wedding!
She's not in intensive care. She's not in the East Wing. She's got to be up here.
How much time do we have to this nuke?
I don't know.
What if Megan doesn't want to come with us?
I don't know. That's him. Mr. Matheson? The MRI and the physical exam confirmed that the pressure in the brain was the result of the concussion.
Meaning?
That we won't release her, Mr. Matheson, until questions regarding the sources of her injuries are resolved.
Of course. Listen, I just want to do what's best for my little girl.
Good. I'll check in on her at the end of my runs. And Mr. Matheson, no cell phones in the hospital. They interfere with the equipment.
Of course. Sorry.
Daddy, are you still mad at me?
No, sweetie, no. Everything's fine. Daddy's just tired. You need to get dressed, okay?
Mr. Matheson's office.
Chelsea, yeah, it's me. Listen, you gotta do something for me right away. Book me 2 seats on the next flight to Mexico City.
Mexico City, but you have a meeting.
Yes, I know about the meeting. I'm asking you to cancel it.
It's 5:00.
Yeah, cancel everything.
Who is the man in Visalia? Who is the man in Visalia?
Mahmoud Fahin. The man in Visalia is Mahmoud Fahin.
That's not news. We've got his name.
But you don't know where he is. I do.
What's the history of the relationship?
He introduced me to Wald.
So that Wald could buy the schematics for CTU and blow it up as a diversion for a nuclear strike?
I didn't know it was part of a larger plan to detonate a nuclear device.
Then why are you so sure Fahim's involved?
Because before I was arrested, I heard hints that Fahim was involved in something in Los Angeles, something substantial.
Where is he in Visalia now?
I'm not going to give you his location until we get there. If you knew how to get to him, you wouldn't need me anymore, and the deal I made wouldn't do me much good if I'm dead.
Can be the cell, yeah.
Sir. Sherry was right. An evacuation of military personnel and resources began about an hour ago, which means at this stage it is well underway.
Do we know where this order came from?
Yes, we do, sir. Roger Stanton.
Countermand the evacuation on my authority. All forces already in the process of moving are to return to their bases immediately.
Yes, sir.
Roger. My office, please.
Janet? Hi, this is Lynn. Listen, I'm on your contacts for the following bases. Point Magoo, Camp Pendleton.
Roger, I just got word that military resources are being moved out of Los Angeles.
Yes, Mr. President.
On your order?
Yes. Well, I was implementing the plan. I assumed you authorized it.
No. I told Rayburn not to trigger any evacuation.
I should have double-checked everything Rayburn told me before I took any action. Mr. President, it's inexcusable. I take full responsibility.
We'll worry about that later. I just told Lynn to countermand the evacuation order. Make sure it happens immediately.
Right away, sir.
President.
Yes. Tell Sherry I'll meet with her in 20 minutes.
Yes, sir.
You know how much Daddy loves you, don't you? And you know how sorry I am that my little angel ever got hurt, right? Listen, pal, we're leaving now. Okay? So if anybody tries to talk to you, you don't say a word, okay? You just pretend like you're asleep. You can do that, right?
Mr. Matheson. There's a call for you.
Call?
You can take it at the nurse's station.
Why can't I take it in here?
Because we don't have phones in the rooms unless you order one.
You stay there, okay? Megan, don't move.
Well, it looks like she's gonna be.
Okay.
Okay? Just running a few other tests.
Is it gonna be much longer?
Phone's right in there. So let's go take a look, okay?
This is Gary Matheson.
Mr. Matheson?
Yeah, who is this?
This is Trey Williams in Accounts Receivable. It seems that our computers crashed and we lost a lot of your billing information. So if we could just go over it again.
Can we do this another time, please?
No, we need it now, sir.
If you'd like, I could send someone up to your daughter's room.
No, what do you need?
Hi, Kim. Hi, sweetie. Listen, do you trust me?
Yes.
I need to get you out of here, and I can't explain why. All I can tell you is I'm doing this because I love you and because I want you to be safe, okay?
Expires March 2007, okay?
Great. Now, if we could just go over your billing address.
You know what? I'll come down later.
Mr. Matheson?
Megan? My daughter is not in her room.
Did she try the bathroom?
Yes, I tried the bathroom. She's not there.
She might have been taken to radiology.
Well, find out where she is.
Yes, of course.
Explain, you have to trust me.
Just got off the phone.
It's okay.
Okay, I've changed my mind. I don't want to go. My daddy's going to get really mad and then he's going to hurt me. I don't want to go. I won't.
We need to get out of here because your dad is hurting you. And your mom is trying to stop him, but she can't. He's going to keep hurting you unless you leave with us right now. That's the only way anyone is going to stop him. Do you understand me? The only way.
Called all the departments. Your daughter's not with any of them.
Well, then where the hell is she?
Well, I'm trying to figure that out, Mr. Matheson. Did you see anyone go near her room?
No, I didn't. Just wait, call security, get somebody on the door, find me my daughter!
Megan, I need you to breathe and calm down and stop crying so we can leave now, okay?
Come on.
Where is my mom? I want my mom.
I know. Come on, Megan. I know.
I got 30 West Door covered.
In there.
Got a team on the ground in Visalia. More coming in from Fresno. Division's loaned us some men, so I'm sending Miller along with you.
I can handle her myself.
That's not what I'm worried about.
George, do you think I'd really sentence millions of people to death just for the satisfaction of killing her? I'm doing my job.
And I'm just sending Miller along to make sure of that.
How did you find out about the military evacuation?
I made some phone calls.
Just following up on a rumor.
I can't tell you any more than that.
Oh, you will tell me more. And I will not ask you again.
I am not a member of your staff, David. I am your wife.
Ex-wife. And you will tell me because the safety and security of this country is more important than any of your power plays.
You know, despite everything that's happened, I love you.
Oh, please.
No, I always will. And whether you want to believe it or not, everything that I have done has been in your best interest. If you won't give me a second chance at your heart, let me help in the ways you know I can. And I can't help you, David, unless you give me some idea of what you're facing.
I was able to find something your own staff couldn't find, David. I didn't have to warn you. I came here on my own accord.
Terrorists have planned a strike against Los Angeles. NSA thinks it'll be today.
What kind of strike?
Nuclear.
Oh, my God.
Talk to me, Sherry. Come on.
I got the information about the military evacuation from someone inside the Defense Department.
Who?
A high-level staffer. Well, he's in the loop. He owed me a favor. But there's something more important, David. He also told me that there are members of your own administration allying against you. They want control of your presidency. That's why I came here today.
Who, Sherry?
People who disagree with your policies, who want to impose their will on the country. There have been deals made under the table, David. Backroom promises. Now, I can keep digging, find out. If you want my help.
If I accept your help, it won't be about us. It'll be about doing what's best for the country.
Oh, sweetheart, you can call it anything you want.
I'll get you a secure line and a private place to make your calls.
Then I'll come to you as soon as I find out more.
This had better not be one of your manipulations. Stakes are too high.
Dad?
Hmm?
Mace's parents are here.
I'm on the phone with your grandmother. I'll be right there.
Ah! You're here. Welcome.
So nice to see you, Kate.
Come on in.
Thank you. The house looks beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Well... Well, you must be tired. Let's go into the living room.
Okay.
So, how is everyone holding up?
Not too bad.
Where is Reza?
Well, there's a small problem we're dealing with.
What kind of problem?
Some men from the government are here talking to him.
Huh. About?
It's a criminal investigation.
Criminal investigation? I don't understand.
Well, it's very complicated.
Kate, what is going on?
Look, I think it'd be best if Reza told you himself.
Told us what?
They're talking to Reza about his possible involvement in terrorist activities.
That is absurd.
This must be a mistake.
Well, that's what they're trying to find out.
You see? Your country, you talk about tolerance, you talk about freedom, but you treat every Middle Easterner like he was terrorist.
No, of course not. I'm sure it'll all get sorted out.
Hassan?
Bob, do you know about this?
Well, they just showed up about an hour ago. I know nothing else. I'm sorry.
Listen, don't worry. I'm sure it's nothing.
Wait for me in the parking lot. If it's more than 10 minutes, it means they caught me. So take off without me.
You can't let them. We're gonna leave all together. Okay? Miguel.
How are you?
Don't bother, Nina. I'm here because I have to be. Not because I'm your friend.
Well, you're here because they think after I help stop the bomb, Jack will try to kill me. Which, of course, he will. What if you can't stop him? I mean, no offense, but Ed, let's face it. You're no match for Jack. You're just not that ruthless. So he manages to get around you and pull the trigger. What happens then? Because the pardon, he knows if he kills me, he'll spend the rest of his life in jail.
Jack, if you have some way to shut her up, I'm not thinking of.
Of course, Jack's mind, he's thinking that's not such a bad deal. Small price to pay to avenge his wife's death. But what about his daughter? Is he thinking about her? She's already lost one parent. If he kills me, she'll have no one. Jack knows I'm right. He should just use me to stop the bomb and then go home to Kim. She needs you, Jack.
Transferred the money into that account.
I didn't transfer that money.
You transferred the money into that account.
I didn't transfer the money!
Well, then you better tell me who did, or I'm taking you in.
Why are you doing this?
Friends of mine. We're doing their best to protect the citizens of this country. We're murdered today. Probably by the same people you're funding. Is that a good enough reason for you?
Told you before. I don't know anything else.
Your parents. Place your hands behind your head. It's a shame. It's gonna break their heart.
I have to walk you right past them. And they're gonna see who their son really is.
Wait!
I confirmed the transfers, but I didn't make them. I was just covering the records. I didn't want him to get into trouble.
Who? Who are you covering for? Come on, who transferred that money into Syed Ali's accounts?
Bob Warner. Marie's father.
God, I will make sure you go to prison for 20 years.
I don't care. I know how she got the concussion.
That was an accident!
Oh, like Carla's bruises?
Yeah.
Let's get out of here.
Get his car keys.
Grace,
sweetheart, angel.
Okay. I know I didn't do anything.
Oh, thank God. We can get married.
Mr. Warner? Could you follow me, please, sir?
What does this have to do with me?
Just come with me, please, sir.
What did you tell them?
The truth.
The truth? What do you mean, the truth?
Please, my parents are very upset.
Teams assembled in Visalia left tactical and field units.
We have confirmation that they're in place?
Probably in the air. We'll have air traffic.
Air traffic priority?
Yeah.
It's all right, Ed. It's all right. Just take it.